First of all, during primary school, I went to a local school, but then I go to an international school afterwards. So I had a really difficult time catching up with their English level at the time. And I haven't finished my primary school in local school. I went to an international school when I was grade 3. And I remember this, one of the most memorable learning experiences that the teacher asked us to do an activity called show and tell. So you bring something interesting to the class and you speak in front of the whole class introducing that item you brought. And I think that is one of the most memorable experiences because I remember how I, even though I struggle a lot, I tried really hard to use English to present that item to my classmates. And then the next...
Then how did you help you learning English for this teaching method?
This teaching method, I think it's this learning experience allows you to have it gives you a chance to do public speaking, and also it's really the topic is really open-ended and free, so you get to choose your own topic, you get to choose and plan what you want to say, and I think that's has a really good impact on really forces you to think by yourself and forces you to use English.
Then what is your most memorable English reading experience?
When I was grade 6, I get in touch with a novel series called Harry Potter, and at that time my English wasn't really that good, but then I started reading this series starting from the first book, and then I was really fascinated by the story, and then I just pick up the book and read it every day, and I really enjoyed it. And then I finished the whole series, all 7 of them, in like a month, and that was really quick, and I really enjoyed it.
And then how did the book help you improving your English?
I think first of all, it raised my interest in reading in English. Like before, I get in touch with the series, I don't really read a lot of books, but then after I get in touch with this. But after I finished this series, I became a more active reader. Although I don't really have time to read novels right now, but I still keep on reading some non-fictions like news articles, etc.